Everyone knows that I now consider George W. Bush not only to be the worst president our country never elected, but actually a grave threat to our constitution, our values as a free society, and what may be left of our reputation around the world. It took Bush 5 years. 5 years of incompetence, cronyism, stupidity, illegal actions, illegal wars, illegal detentions, illegal spying on our citizens, and many other things. While Katrina blew and New Orleans burnt, Bush and his team were busy setting the world on fire. While Bush praised his cronies, their actions led to thousands of deaths from Iraq to New Orleans. While Bush played politics with us, Americans, serious new threats to our security emerged around the world. Not only were we attacked on September 11, 2001, in an attack that could have been avoided had Bush and his team been paying attention, but we are even less safe today under this so-called security president. It is on his watch that Bin Laden continues to taunt and threaten us. It is on his watch that Iraq turned into a safe haven, a nursery for terrorists. Iraq became the new Afghanistan, while the new Afghanistan is becoming more and more like the old Afghanistan. With Taliban growing in power, our troops getting attacked even today. During this time, Iran has declared its nuclear ambitions. North Korea has played us for fools and is on the verge of becoming a grave threat to our security, if it is not already so. It is on Bush's watch that communism, something that America fought decades to defeat, is resurgent. Not only is communist China the country that holds a lot of our national debt, it is communist China that continues to be a long-term threat to our economy and our military. While Bush has praised Putin of Russia as a friend, Russia is again showing its true colors because our administration is distracted elsewhere. Russia has become more militant, more aggressive, and more like the old Soviet Union. Cuba remains Cuba, a dictatorial communist regime in our own backyard. But instead of containing communism, we are seeing a resurgence, a growth of socialism and communism around the globe. From parts of Europe to our own backyard, where Venezuela and Bolivia, two countries with huge natural resources and ability to influence the region, have formed what is really just a new axis of communism, with Cuba providing the third leg. This is happening in our own backyard. Sadly, we now have a lame duck president whose only excuse for the disastrous policies of the last 5 years is that he will not use cowboy lingo anymore. Unfortunately, Mr. Bush, that was hardly the root cause of why we are in this mess. Sure, you're saying bring it on may have given impetus to some insurgents, but it would be foolish to believe that there would not have been an insurgency in Iraq if you had not made that statement. Mr. Bush, we have lost almost 2,500 more Americans in Iraq, hundreds more in Afghanistan, hundreds more who have committed suicide, and 25,000 injured troops whose lives will never be the same. But sadly, on this Memorial Day, most of our nation is worried about whom to vote for in the next American Idol and not in the elections, and if the barbecue is at the right temperature. That is what they worry about. Others are more worried about demanding a personal monument to loved ones who died in the World Trade Center. But what makes this Memorial Day less than memorable is that our troops willingly die giving their lives for our nation in Iraq and Afghanistan, do not even get the honor of being saluted and welcomed back when they arrive one final time in a flag-draped coffin to be laid to rest. I dedicate this day to the memory of all those who fought for this great nation and gave their lives, and those who are doing so to this day. I say God bless you for serving your nation in the heat of Iraq while your countrymen cook burgers in their backyards, and your president and vice president do everything they can to make Halliburton and ExxonMobil rich. Please take care of yourself, because God knows, if you die serving this country, not only will we not be paying attention, not only will your family get less money than the Exxon CEO makes in one day, we will actually fly your body back under cover of darkness, nobody there to salute you like we should be. Someday, we may give you a memorial. Someday, we may build something in your memory. Until then, please stay safe on this Memorial Day, and God bless you, and God bless America. This is Imran signing off. Your comments at www.imran.com.